Welcome to Nairobi Summer Story. I'm Peter Njonjo. Summer Story is a live show featuring everyday people like you and me sharing true life stories revolving around a general theme. This podcast was recorded in front of a fantastic live audience on 21st of January 2014 and was hosted by Esther Ndeti. The theme of the night was Bad Idea, how things go from bad to worst fiasco. Our next story comes to us from Stella Check.
Although she's actually a teacher, our very first teacher up on stage, we're welcoming Stella.
I guess you won't believe me if I say I have terrible stage fright. I do. Okay, don't laugh. I do have terrible stage fright. Yes, I am a teacher, but I still die every time I stand in front of crowds. So my story is about... I think I'll give it a title. The title of this story is Don't Trust an Egyptian Shopkeeper to Get Your Cab. So a long time ago, I used to work for an NGO and I used to train. So I used to go around the country, around Africa training people. So I got a gig to train some journalists in Egypt. And it was in Cairo. So 3 days, I get to the airport, I take a flight to Cairo. I've never been to Cairo. I was really, really, really excited to be going to Cairo. I was like, oh, I'll go see the pyramids, I'll go on the Nile, all these things. I'll see all these cool Egyptians. So I get to Cairo, and I have to take a cab. And so the cabs look pretty decent. So I get the first cab, I get a cab, and I get in. And the guy starts driving, and we go a long way, and then he's like, oh, my name is, let me just give him a name, Abdallah. Because, they all sound like Abdallah. Yeah, okay, Abdallah, nice to meet you. And then he's like, so, will you be my girlfriend? I'm like, I'm married. I wasn't married, I was young, I was single. But I had traveled enough to know that if anyone asks you, you say you're married. And if they ask you, where's your ring? You say, my religion, we don't wear rings. So I'm married, and I took a photo of my friend, and I'm like, this is my friend, and this is my husband, and this is my child. And he's like, don't worry, I have a wife, I have three wives, you can be my fourth wife. I'm like, no, I'm not going to be your wife. He's like, you can be my girlfriend while you're here in Egypt. How long are you in Egypt for? I said, a week. I was there for 3 days. I was like, I'm here for 3 weeks. I'm here to do God knows what work, etc. So he's like, I'll give you my number. He gives me his number. Anyway, so on the way to the hotel, I was staying in a nice hotel on the Nile. On the way, I started to notice that all the cars in Egypt have dents. And you're in traffic, and a guy just comes and hits you. And you know how in Nairobi, if someone scratches your car, you come out, it's a police case, it's traffic for 5 hours. Those guys don't even blink. I think the only time that the police are called is if guys die. If the car is still moving, you're fine, you're cool, we're brothers, we move on. So that's the way to the hotel. I got to the hotel, I was like, I'm not leaving until we go back to Nairobi. So I didn't leave. I was like, the traffic is scary. So anyway, I did the training. I didn't do the training after all because I get there and the journalists I'm training are Tunisian, they speak French. And the translator is Arabic French. And I'm like, I speak a bit of French, but I'm not going to do this training in French. So I didn't do the training. So anyway, that's another story. After 3 days, I've not done much. I've just hung around the hotel. I spent a couple of hours walking around. I've not seen much. I've not bought anything. I've spent most of my money just eating at a very expensive hotel. There was a shop next to the hotel. I used to walk in, kufuraisha macho, you look at the trinkets, you say, I could buy this, I could buy that. And there was this really, really fat shopkeeper who looked like anytime you walked in, he was in the same spot. So I was like, I never thought much about him. I'd just say hi and leave. So on the last day, he coincidentally said, talking to me, he's like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from Kenya. Oh, nice. Huh? When are you leaving? I'm like, I'm leaving in a couple of hours. Oh, do you have a taxi? I say, no, I've organized the hotel, but I don't have a taxi yet. And he's like, you know, my nephew is a taxi driver. I could hook you up with a cheap taxi to the airport. And I was like, okay, how much is it? He's like, how much is the airport? Is the hotel charging you? I said, $65. He's like, I'll do 40. Then I'm like, it's a good idea if I do $40 and then I have $20 to buy this useless thing. Just, you know, you'll never use any. So I say, fine. So I buy some things for $20 and I have $40. And I go pick my bags. I come, stand outside the hotel. I tell him, I'm ready to leave. So I stand outside the hotel with my bag and this battered blue car, they all have battered blue cars, drives up, and who is a taxi man? No. A shopkeeper. Oh. Yeah, it turns. So I ask him, where's the nephew? Oh, my nephew couldn't come, but it's fine, I'll take you to the airport. I'm like, am I sure? I only have $40. I can't even go back to the hotel because it's 65. So I say, fine, how bad can it be? I mean, it's Cairo. I'm in Cairo. It's a city. I mean, if you live in Nairobi, you know the airport is in that direction. Cindy, it's in that direction. Anyone can find it. So I said, let's go. So I get into the taxi and we start going. Now, because I had not gone anywhere and I didn't know my statistics about Cairo. Who's been to Cairo? Okay. I think Cairo is about as big as Nairobi, including the suburbs, right? Slightly bigger. A bit bigger. It's not the size of Kenya, for sure. It's huge, but it's not the size of Kenya. It has 30 million people, population of 30 million. In a space, maybe in Mpaka Machakos, Kajiado, there are 30 million people. Then they have a circular road that goes around Cairo. So that's how you get from place to place because there's so much traffic. So you get onto the circular and you go until where you need to get exit and then you exit. That road, I think, was 5 lanes on either side. So imagine Thika Highway at its biggest with all the boy racers in Nairobi driving at about 120, tailgating. And if they hit you, you know, you're fine. If they hit you, you know, they'll just go bump you and move on. And they're driving on the wrong side of the road at high speed. So here I was praying as hard as I've never prayed that hard. So we start going and it's zooming. I mean, I've lived in Nairobi all my life, but Cairo traffic is different. It makes us guys look tame. So we've gone at high speed. We're heading to the airport with this guy, my new taxi guy. Then you know how you're looking around? Then idly you see a sign that says Arabic something something airport. And we've passed. Then I tell the guy, wasn't that the road to the airport? He's like, oh my God, was that the one? I've missed it. So he called somebody. Changing gears, calling. He's like, oh, I think I've missed the way to the airport. What do I do? The guy starts giving him many stories. Tells him, get off at the next exit. Go back. And then, I forgot to mention that I used to go to the airport at the last minute possible. And I think I was a bit afraid of the people at the airport. They might want to marry me. So I want to go late. So now we've got off the highway into Cairo, and it's Cairo for somewhere like Kidurai, you know, high rise after high rise after high rise. The guy has no clue where he is. We have to get to the airport. So we find our way back onto the highway. Now the idea is you are heading towards Thika. You've reached Clayworks. You're coming back towards Nairobi to find an exit to find your way back. So we start going at high speed in the middle of the road. Then the guy realizes, I think I am lost. So what does he do? He stops in the middle of the highway. He rolls down his window and flags down somebody. And he's like, hey, my brother, how are you? And a guy stops. Guys are swerving on this side and swerving on that side. I mean, you can't imagine. So you'd think the guy will say, I'm lost, what's the way to the airport? He's like, hi, how are you? I'm fine. Oh, where are you from? I'm from XYZ. Oh, I'm the guy with the shop at this place. Oh, you're so-and-so's brother. Yes. Ah, it's nice to meet you. How is your brother? They had a conversation for about 5 minutes as they established that their grandmothers are still fine. Meanwhile, cars are going at high speed and swerving. And so, you know, it was like a movie. At this point, I had given up. I was like, it's okay. You know, even if I die, it's fine. I've gone to Cairo. I've been there. So, and you know how Egyptians are, they're very nice. They come alongside and throw a major curse and then they keep driving. And so, because this, then, as if that's not enough, another guy decides to be helpful and he stops on this side. So these guys are having a conversation and they're trying, so this guy and this guy are trying to explain to my taxi driver how to get to the airport. At least they got, I don't remember anything else, but I'm in Nairobi 7 years later and I learned my lessons. Never, ever, ever ask a Cairo shopkeeper to be your taxi man.
If you were here the last time, that one has stopped Nigeria. Thank you, Stella.
Special thanks to all our story contributors for an amazing night. Sema Story is produced by Esther Ndeti and myself, Peter Njonjo. The night was hosted by Esther Ndeti, sound recording by Edwin Martin, editing by Peter Njonjo, and photography by Samir Khan, whose new book is called Illusions of a Dreamer. Illusions of a Dreamer is a collage of poetry and photography and is a great addition to your collection. To share a story or listen to one, join us at our next event. Dates and venue are posted on our Facebook community page at facebook.com/Nairobi Sema Story. That is Nairobi S-E-M-A Story. You may also view photos of this and past shows on our Facebook page or simply search for Nairobi Sema Story on Google. See you next time.